Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we take some time and start the show off with some bad news.
A couple of women learning the hard lesson that you are now 18 years old because you can go to jail when you're 18 years old with relative ease. Two Gainesville women were arrested on Saturday afternoon after police say they broke into the home of an acquaintance, vandalized the bedroom using duct tape and animal feces. 18-year-old gal named Nikki, a 19-year-old named Jasmine, broke into the home of a common friend. Once inside, the pair placed strips of duct tape on the victim's bedroom walls, which caused damage to the painted walls when removed. Spelled out a naughty word with the duct tape. Also,
using feces.
Yeah, a large portion of one wall that was covered in the duct tape spelled out the expletive while they simultaneously planted animal feces on the victim's bed. The victim told police that they'd become hostile towards this mutual friend because she did not text them back to hang out the previous day.
You're kidding me.
I wonder why she didn't want to text you to hang out. I wonder why. Because if you are going to react like this, I wouldn't text you back.
No,
either.
Straight bully and psychopath.
Yeah, so the not exactly high-level criminals here. According to the report, both of the women admitted their involvement in the burglary and vandalism during a phone conversation with the victim, and they arrived during the officer's on-scene investigation and admitted their involvement to the cops.
Okay.
Is there being honest?
They were arrested and charged with burglary and criminal mischief.
So, in one of these young women is actually fairly attractive too. So it's like,
really?
what are you doing with your life?
She's about to find out what it means to be too pretty for jail.
Lord.
Some good news today as well. Or at least it's listed as good news because Ian is a monster. I think this is terrible news,
no. But
you guys tell me what you think. An Australian man is being heralded as a hero after he saved a gecko's life when he fished it out of his beer at a pub and performed CPR on the seemingly lifeless creature. The customer, just named Brett, known to his friends as Slab.
Ew, okay. I don't know which one's worse.
How'd he get that nickname?
Said he initially thought the staff at the New South Wales pub was playing a prank on him when he spotted a gecko in his beer mug. He sprung into action. Workers assured him they had nothing to do with the lizard. Scooped it out of his beverage. Gecko wasn't moving, so Brett started performing chest compressions on the lizard while a friend filmed the video of the rescue attempt. The video shows Brett doing compressions, blowing air into the gecko's mouth before it starts moving again. It's unclear whether the gecko was merely playing dead as a defense mechanism. This is obviously how the gecko wanted to go.
Are you
and
sure?
And this guy, Slab, is ruining it all. Yeah,
drinking
I mean,
to the death?
Pilsner-assisted suicide is a really big thing in the gecko community. And this little lizard was just trying to go out happy.
I feel like,
and then Slab is going to come along and ruin it all.
Brief.
It was a Foster's, Dave. You know, and the gecko may have just overindulged himself a little bit.
After all the chest compressions, the little gecko comes back to life. He's like, "How would you like to save 15% of God?"
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Don't want to do it anymore.
Should have let you die.
Actually, I do would like to save 15% of my car insurance.
Tell me more.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a pretty big breakthrough in medicine and sort of story that I like to report on. A fertility breakthrough is being heralded as a pretty big deal. A cancer survivor became the world's first woman to give birth to a baby after having her immature eggs harvested and frozen. The 34-year-old woman had been given the option just before she started chemotherapy for breast cancer 5 years ago. Doctors took 7 eggs from her ovaries before artificially maturing them in a lab and freezing them, a technique called vitro maturation, IVM. The eggs were thawed and fertilized when the woman wanted to have a baby, having tried naturally for a year after being given the all clear from her cancer. And it actually worked. After a pregnancy without hiccups, the woman gave birth to a healthy baby named Jules in July of this past year. Normally, the egg freezing involves taking a drug to boost ovulation to help the eggs mature. And a lot of times, younger women that have to go through chemotherapy don't have the ability to have kids afterwards. And in this case, big breakthrough, worked fine. She had a healthy baby boy. Very exciting stuff. So more of this.
More of this.
Yes.
That's so awesome. Oh, I'm so happy for her and her family.
Yeah, it's great. Experts said the procedure marks a major fertility breakthrough for cancer patients, many of whom, like I said, are unable to have kids sometimes after chemotherapy.
It's huge.
Yep.
Now let's just eradicate cancer next, and we'll be well on our way into the future.
Thank God there are smart people out there, because the rest of us are getting dumber. They say that smartphone addiction changes your brain, much like that of a drug addict, according to a study. Images taken by an MRI scanner revealed the brains of people that have SPA, smartphone addiction. They have lower gray matter volume in some key parts of the brain. The images also revealed decreased activity in the brains of smartphone addicts compared to non-addicts. Who here would list themselves as a smartphone addict?
Raise his hand slowly and reluctantly.
I feel like I could get away with not using my phone.
Yeah.
I feel like I could quit if I wanted to.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could fill in a bunch of other stuff, but when I'm just sitting there by myself, I mean, when's the last time that you forgot your phone when you were on the toilet? Right?
So boring.
What do you do?
Just trying to make everything
Don't
happen so fast.
4 hours in there? I mean, what? You know?
You just go in there willingly without anything?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, if you forget it, then just speed things along.
Yeah, but then that's how hemorrhoids happen.
No,
take everything easy.
Point is, yeah, it's actually bad for your brain. It has this same physical effect of being a drug addict.
I feel like we've gotten much more dumb since the invention of cell phones that we're carrying around 24/7.
Which is ironic.
Yeah, you have access to all the information you could ever hope, want, or need right in front of you, and yet somehow we have dumbed ourselves down even more.
A report found that most kids, over half, 53%, own a mobile phone by the age of 7. The report, which is based on a survey of over 2,000 5 to 16-year-olds, goes on to say that by age 11, 9 in 10 kids have their own device. It also found 57% of children sleep with their phone by their bed, and almost 2 in 5, 39%, say they could not live without their phone.
I'm one of those children who sleep with it underneath my pillow, like not even just beside my bed.
I feel like that's
under your pillow.
I feel like it's going to overheat and your whole bed's going to...
That's how I go.
How do you charge it?
Like it's underneath the wall. Like, so it's like the charger is like...
You have a charger coming up into your bed?
Like underneath my headboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use your phone for your alarm?
Yeah.
And you don't worry about it getting muffled by the pillow?
Because it's loud.
Huh.
Yeah.
How old do you think you're going to... what age are you thinking for your daughters, phone-wise? Because one just turned 4. Your oldest just turned 4. So they're saying, what, by 3 or... 7. By 7 years old?
By 7 years old, 53%. Yeah. And by the time they're 11, 9 out of 10, so 90%. I think I'm 26.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And a cricket, too. Like one of those, like, old person phones.
Yeah, she's got to know
what
it's like just to play Snake.
Yeah.
Seriously, get them a Nokia.
You used to be able to chuck those things across the room. They wouldn't break.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, I think that most parents probably get phones for their little kids because it's more convenient for them, because they want to be able to track and get in touch with their kids. So, yeah, I mean, probably... 7.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ready? Here we go.
Bad Dave! Why'd you kill Mahoney's gallbladder? What you gonna do when he poos in your shoe?
Message deleted.
And he poos in your shoe.
I mean, the problem with not having a gallbladder, because when I was a young man, I fancied myself to have a stomach made of cast iron.
Yes.
I could eat White Castle, Denny's, Waffle House, anything
delicacy.
Fried, and never had 1 second of hesitation to go do jumping jacks immediately after.
Right, yeah, and then, you know, as time went on, you know, your inside started to malfunction, probably from all that abuse, and your gallbladder got gangrene, and luckily I saved your life.
You punched me in the gallbladder, lodging a gallstone in there, which caused me to get gangrene and almost die, and now I don't have a gallbladder, and I have an excessive amount of bile, so now, every time I eat anything, the little 24 timer ticks off in my head.
Doot, doot,
doot. But it's more like
Duke.
The noise. The noises.
Yeah, so that timer. So it's real fun when somebody says they don't have a gallbladder. Just know that the it's a good old time for them.
But wait, you said you had a gallstone already in there, though.
Yeah, most people have gallstones.
Yeah, yeah. And his the one had gotten lodged in there, and luckily when I punched him, it it helped the doctors to realize that there was a serious problem, and he would have died had I not.
No, the doctors didn't realize that at all. Yep. No, they told me it was gas.
Saved your life.
They told me it was gas.
Yeah, well,
it was gas?
I was in the ER. And they're like, nah, it's gas. I'm like, no, it ain't. I farted before.
I pushed this feeling out once or twice.
They are, you're just in there trying to get pain meds.
I didn't want any pain meds. They kept giving them to me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
With great power comes great responsibility. My parents just told me that I was their favorite child. So do I rub that in my other siblings' faces? You can tell me no, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Message deleted.
There is absolutely no point in being the favorite child if you don't rub it in the face of your siblings.
Every second of every day, remind them.
Mm-hmm. See, you're getting played, though. You're getting played. You're probably just the most financially responsible, and you're going to be the one who has to take care of them when they're older. Yeah.
So I'm the oldest. Uh-huh. I'm the favorite because I was the only child for like 8 years. I'm not only my parents' favorite, I'm also my grandparents' favorite.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Are you sure they just don't tell everyone that?
No. I know it. I've heard it from their mouths. And it's like secret. Like,
really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mahoney's an only child, so there's no question there. Ian, you're from a large-ish family.
No, I'm the disappointment in my family. People don't like to answer my calls.
I see.
I have a younger brother who was supposed to be an NBA star, so they invested all of their emotional attachments to him.
But he's not an NBA star.
Yeah, so... Now they just don't love anybody.
He's a white kid from Wisconsin. How many?
He tore his ACL, man. He had hoop dreams. But they don't love me. I know that.
They don't love you.
What? It's fine. It's okay. We have a good relationship. I just know the love isn't there.
Yeah, but if you know that, then you know that you don't have to take care of them when
they're
older. There's no guilt.
It's
no guilt involved.
It's fine.
You were in a great position. They did you a favor.
Yep. The worst thing is we just split the checks now when it comes to bar taps. That's it. So.
What? You're my favorite.
What about you, Dave? You have so many siblings.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely not the favorite.
No.
You're not the least favorite.
I'm not the least favorite, but much like my actual positioning, I'm somewhere in the middle range.
Often forgotten about.
Which is why I'm the loudest. Yeah. Look at me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so I'm just calling to see, is it weird if I'm in a ride share and I ask the driver to not talk to me? And I just, how do I approach requesting something like that, especially since sometimes you get one that like really wants to talk to you? How do I ask nicely without seeming like a jerk?
Message deleted.
I've heard people put that they're deaf on their
there's an option
themselves.
Now, right? I
Is
feel
there?
Like the last time I took an Uber or a Lyft, there was 100% an option on whether or not you wanted to talk or not.
Yeah, I mean, just bring your headphones. Put your headphones on.
Also, just like, what's your? I mean,
have a 3 second conversation.
Hey, how you doing? And then just look at your phone the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're chatty. Sometimes you can't because they want to know where you're going.
Where am I going? You know where I'm going. Take me there.
Ugh. Where am I from? I'm from the airport. Hurry up. I want to go home.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Her ride shares are different than ours.
Because she's an attractive young lady.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk to
her.
Nobody wants to talk to
us. It's even women.
On planes, nobody talks to me.
Oh,
thank God.
Never.
Not once.
Every time.
Never.
See, yeah.
And I can't ever stop the conversation. I am a sucker.
No one ever starts to chat it up with me.
Nope.
I also get stopped in the grocery store from like those pyramid schemers.
What? That never happens to me either.
Want some tummy tea?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Elon Musk is throwing some shade at Bill Gates, called him underwhelming, which is kind of a brilliant insult.
Is it, though? It makes him sound like a little bitch. You
Elon
know
Musk? No, Elon Musk is the best billionaire in the billionaire
battle.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is. God, you are just brainwashed.
Oh, who's better?
Who's
better?
Bill Gates, 1,000%.
Nope.
Bill Gates is nicer. He just seems like
the Bill and Melinda
nice
Gates Foundation.
Okay,
let's get off there. Elon Musk is doing.
He just bought almost a billion-dollar boat.
And?
Bill Gates did.
Who cares?
Okay. That's
so here's why Elon Musk is coming after Bill Gates. Because Bill Gates has more money. And he's insecure. And he can't handle it. And the
I think he's probably insecure.
Oh, 100% he is. The same reason he went after that guy over in Thailand who rescued all those kids from the cave and he kept calling him a pedophile.
That was absolutely incorrect of Elon Musk to do in every way.
But yes,
there's no question about it.
Is underwhelming.
Yes. Everything about Bill Gates is underwhelming.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I mean, you got $1 billion.
Who cares?
You can't, I mean, he's wearing some like dad, like. Like
he's
Skechers.
Comfortable in his own skin. He's not out there trying to date Amber
Dazzled Skechers.
He's not out there trying to date Amber Heard on Twitter trying to like be Twitter famous. It's like, dude, you've already got $1 billion. You won. Move on
Sometimes
with your life.
You want a little bit more.
No, and I like and the fact that Elon Musk is never happy. Like he's always like, let's toe the line, even though I'm this multi-billionaire. No, he's not a curmudgeon. Mahoney's a curmudgeon. Now, the fact that Elon Musk is out there like, all right, I'm going to date Amber Heard when I know how poorly this is going to end.
I don't know. That dude's
I'm going to knock up my weird, gothy girlfriend.
And the only reason that Elon Musk...
Let's just see what happens.
The only reason Elon Musk is calling Bill Gates underwhelming is because he didn't buy one of his cars.
Yeah.
Screw your Teslas. You know what? Porsche makes a better car. They're cooler. Screw you, Elon Musk.
Are Porsches cooler than Teslas?
Yeah, give me a 911 GT all day long.
I mean, I say that, but...
Really? You wouldn't
take... I would take both.
You have the option of a Tesla or a 911 GT. I'm going with a 911 GT every time.
I mean, he bought a $150,000 electric Porsche is what Bill Gates bought.
Underwhelming. Should have been $1 billion.
Yeah. So speaking of a lot of money, how about this? Kim Jong-un has spent over $500,000 on... Russian horses over the past decade?
Okay.
Vladimir Putin.
That's random.
Yeah, North Korea previously staged photo ops of Kim Jong-un riding a white stallion and has spent more than $500,000 importing these horses from Russia over the past decade, according to customs data. Last year, the rogue nation paid over $75,000 to import a dozen Russian purebred horses, according to recently available data. And the reason why I think this is probably making stories, or headlines rather, is because Kim Jong-un, you know, is the leader of a country that is so, so poor. And there are so many people that are unable to eat.
So many dying from famine.
Meanwhile, you're importing white stallions from Russia.
Yeah,
like,
the reason you
got
to spend $500,000 on a horse is to carry your fat ass. Yeah. As a fat ass who's ridden a horse, you got to have a big ass horse to carry this fat ass. And no matter how fat my ass is, still ain't as fat as Kim Jong-un's fat ass.
No, he has gotten out of control.
Yeah.
Will North Korea
ever
have a... Is
he large and in charge right now?
Oh, he's like a little cannonball, man.
Can you even find a picture of him looking like himself? Like, if I were to Google this right now, could I even see what he actually looks like?
Everything about Kim Jong-un is just so awkward.
Yeah.
He's just so fat and so sweaty, and he's got this awful haircut, and he's friends with Dennis Rodman. And
so
just,
that's so weird to me. Yeah. That is bizarre.
And he's a dictator who murders millions of people in his
Kills
own country.
Family. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I wish nothing but good for that guy.
So a woman whose name is Amy Noble, 50 years old, of New York, is paid $5,000 to manage her clients' profiles on things like Bumble. And so she is a divorcee, and so she got back on social media, a lot of the apps, and Bumble specifically, in order to find love again. And she was able to do it successfully, and she's like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this. And so now she manages her clients' profiles by ghost bantering with their matches and providing sexting consultations over the course of 3 months, and claims that 85% of the people that she manages finds a partner. So she's not even... aren't even chatting with the other people on Bumble. She's ghost bantering for them.
Talking about underwhelming. Imagine sexting with somebody, thinking they're all hot and spicy and getting into the bedroom, and then it is nothing like the sext.
Can we just talk about that for a second here? Anytime some dude is saying what is going to go on in a sexting conversation, none of that is happening.
No.
None.
Wait, when a guy is saying what's going
to
happen?
Yeah,
what
he's
do
like,
you?
I can't wait to do X, Y, Z. None of that.
Hey, you just gonna lay there like the rest of us.
Pony Morning Show on X107.5.
You know that's the truth. The truth. Who are you trying to fool?
Find a generous lover, and you'll live a happy life.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Jesse joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for the Movie Quote Quiz. What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Excellent. So I got a total of 5 quotes for you today, and these are all from big popular movies over the years. You're trying to figure out what they are. I'm going to play each clip for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after I play it for you a second time. You get 3 out of the 5 correct, you win today. Simple enough?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Number one, good luck.
A password.
Okay, what's the password?
You got it.
Got what?
The password.
Password is what?
Exactly.
Password is exactly?
No, it's...
Hold it. Slow down.
It's a tough one.
I have no idea on that one.
You know, I am with you. There's no way I would have gotten that.
No, I don't think I know that.
Where did that even come
Power
from?
Like Power Rangers. Yeah. It's Power Rangers.
That is the classic movie Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Power Rangers?
No, it's Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Oh.
I said Power Rangers. I thought it was Power Rangers.
All right.
Don't give me that sass. I thought it was a good movie.
That's sass. That's a terrible movie.
Come on.
I've never seen the movie, so I don't know if it's a terrible movie or not.
I've never even heard of the movie. What is Purple Rain?
It's the Prince movie.
No, I mean, I get it, but when did it come out?
In the 80s?
80s,
yeah.
Probably.
When the album came out.
Sounds old.
Okay.
Oh, please. All right. All right.
This is why we can't leave you in charge of this.
Come on.
Here we go to number two.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see dead people.
Okay, so that's Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Well done.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment, who's like 40 now.
Still weird looking.
He is.
Well, he grew a beard. He grew a beard, and so he looks better now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I would say, you know. Okay, so he's 31, but he looks 41.
He still
looks
like a kid with a beard.
It does.
Beards, you know, they help. They help.
All right, 1 for 1. Here we go. On to number 3. Good luck.
I have to believe in a world outside my own mind. I have to believe that my actions still have meaning, even if I can't remember them. I have to believe that when my eyes are closed, the world's still there. Do I believe the world's still there?
Ooh.
Yeah, can I hear it again?
Sure.
This is a big-time famous director, the movie that put him on the map. Hmm. So this was like, it was a famous movie.
But not, it wasn't a huge movie. It was well-reviewed by most people.
Didn't do great in the theaters, but did good on the...
It's either a love or a hate sort of thing with this movie.
Oh, gosh, that could be anything.
All right, here we go.
I have to believe in a world outside my own mind. I have to believe that my actions still have meaning, even if I can't remember them. I have to believe that when my eyes are closed, the world's still there. Do I believe the world's still there?
All right, 5 seconds.
Yeah, man, this is stumping me.
Joey Pants is in this
movie.
That's
the Whisperer? The Whisperer person?
No, that's not the Whisperer person, but Joey Pants is in the movie.
Yeah.
He's the villain.
Memento is the movie there, yeah.
Guy Pierce.
Oh, I've never even heard of him.
Oh, yeah, you should watch it.
It's
Christopher Nolan, same guy who did, he's done everything
Batman.
Now.
Batman, all
Batman,
that stuff, yeah.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, but that was probably, 20 years ago that movie came out, or close to it?
Like 16.
16, 17. 16.
It could drive now.
All right, so you got 2 incorrect. You got to get these next 2 right in order to win. Here we go.
That's a wild goose chase over here at Nakatomi Plaza. Everything here is okay. Over. But nobody has no place to go. Let it snow.
Welcome to the party, pal.
If you don't get this one.
I almost said the answer, but I didn't want Mahoney to yell at me in the middle of the clip.
Good call, Jesse.
Original Die Hard.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
That's right.
All right, so you're back. You're back in contention here. You got 2 correct, 2 incorrect. 5th and final one. It all comes down to this. You get this right, you win today.
All right.
Good luck.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
For the win.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I could picture him. He did the terrible wolf movie.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
His whole family, his daughter gets kidnapped.
Yeah, yep. What's it called?
Oh, God.
His daughter gets kidnapped. She gets...
She gets...
Stolen?
Oh, close.
Close.
Come on, another going. Word.
Keep going. Taken. Taken.
Yes! Yes!
Stolen. She gets stolen.
That's the sequel.
Give me back my daughter.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, this guy was really showing the establishment, really showing the man what's up. 26-year-old from Michigan decided he was going to go tinkle on a police car.
Oh.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
How did this end?
With him getting caught midstream.
Good.
Yep.
Did
yep.
they tase so, him while he was...
No, he was actually on a holiday, if you will. He was from Michigan, but he was down in Florida.
Okay.
And maybe just when you get to Florida, this sort of thing strikes you as a great idea. But David Marcel Lewis Johnson, downtown St. Petersburg, about 1 a.m. when he was observed approaching a sergeant's vehicle. He then removed his junk from his pants and started going number one in the vehicle. The arrest affidavit reports that he was taken into custody while still in the commission of the crime. Yeah, so, I mean, he's probably hammered. He's on the block with a bunch of bars and nightclubs. He was uncooperative with questioning. He was charged with disorderly conduct for going number one in view of members of the public. Freed from custody after a relative posted a $250 cash bond.
I understand that. When you got to go, you got to go after having some beverages.
Not on a police car.
Go down an
right
alley.
On
not
on a police car.
Or anybody's car.
Yeah, right?
Just go down an alley.
Yeah.
An alley, yeah.
Yeah.
Something. He's probably just like, bleh.
Behind
I got a
dumpster.
A speeding ticket the other day.
Find a
I'll star. Show you.
Find a Starbucks,
right?
Or just like a normal bathroom.
Or you, yeah,
bar
going to
probably
the
had one.
Going to the bathroom at the bar. I don't think I've ever been in a bar without a bathroom. Yeah, you know, they pretty much all
That'd
all
be
have bathrooms.
The smelliest
could be a really long. Could be a really long line though. What?
Man, college bar bathrooms
oh,
are
man,
just nothing. The worst.
Just disgusting.
So unable to find a ride, a man in India stole a bus. He was unable to find transportation for himself. And so on Sunday night, when a bus halted to a stop, he's like, I won't take this. He, took the bus to his destination and then left the bus where he was headed and took off. Police said the accused has been identified and will soon be arrested.
Did he pick up anybody for fares or anything?
No. Just took the bus where he's going and left it right there.
Could have made some money.
A shoplifter trying to get away from a store stripped naked and a bunch of steaks came falling out of his pants. His name is Stefan Short, 28 years old. Running out of the store, totally naked, and when the when he refused to stop, cops tased him, totally naked. Incident about 7:19 p.m. on Friday at Save-A-Lot. Officers were dispatched to the store when they were told that he was pinned to the ground by a manager and a civilian, but he was fighting them. Witnesses reported that police attempted to get over there, and good thing they did because he had wriggled out of his clothes. Four packs of ribeye steaks valued at $41.24 came tumbling out of his clothes. He was charged with resisting an officer without violence, resisting a store employee while committing a theft, and first-degree petty theft.
So, you're stealing four packs of ribeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you freezing these? Are you having a cookout? Like, what are you...
A cookout, for sure. He's having a barbecue.
Yeah.
You think that's what was going to
happen? Yeah, because if you're freezing them, you don't feel the need to steal all of that meat.
Not all at once, right?
You would probably go just one pack of meat down the pants?
Yeah, yeah. Because four packs of ribeyes is a lot.
But also, what was this guy? Is Stefan?
Stefan Short, 28 years old. I did leave out an important part of the story. When he got tased by the police, one of the prongs hit him in the junk.
What a meat-filled story. Everything.
All meat everywhere.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, I love that cop, whoever did that.
Yeah, that
legend.
That piece of meat is now medium well.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You see a lot of disingenuous stuff on social media these days. A lot of people just blatantly lying about things, and a lot of it is on their own personal pages. Them just misrepresenting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most disingenuous or blatantly false thing that you've seen somebody do on social media? Audie, let me ask your opinion on this. Is it acceptable? I mean, because filters, like a lot of people use filters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
But
Facetune, the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are you okay with Facetune? Are you okay with people using Facetune? Because there's certain people...
I use Facetune, first of all. So,
oh, you do?
Why?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, well...
28. You don't... Like, there's nothing wrong with your face.
So, it's not like you're using it to... I don't know. It just... It's kind of like whenever you take one wrinkle and you go, okay, I just don't want that. You just blur it out. And I don't change my entire face. Like, I think there's the difference. Is whenever you're going through and you have the option on Facetune to actually, like, maneuver the way your face actually looks.
Wait,
there's
so, also so apps hang on. Where is Facetune a separate app?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just use it for, like, teeth whitening. And, like, if I want, like, something on my shirt to pop more, then I'll just, like, make the detail on the shirt pop more. But, like, there are people who can actually, you can take Facetune and make your face thinner. Or, like, there's also apps where you can put makeup on your face that you're not, if you're not even wearing makeup.
Make your eyes bigger, make your nose eyelashes smaller, and your chin lipstick. Wider or thinner. For
yeah.
me, I have
and
no.
And no, to answer your question, I'm not down with that. Yeah.
So I have no problem. You do whatever you want on your social media. But when it comes to your dating apps, if you are misrepresenting yourself on a dating app, that's where the line, I feel like, gets blurred. Because you're wasting, like, if you're not representing who you are, at least physically, how you look, you know, in most of your pictures, then.
No, here's the thing. Am I going to post a picture of me in my pajamas eating some Cheez-Its with, like, dusty
you
cheese
should.
Pants?
Why? That's real you, though, right?
That's why I'd stay single forever if I wasn't already married.
No, I mean, I feel like if you, there is nothing worse. And that's why, like, I would say, like, if I were to go do that, I wouldn't put my best photos forward, especially,
yes,
like,
I would.
Older ones, because you're going to be disappointed when you see me. But if I'm a little bit heavier in some of these versus I'm better in better shape now.
No.
Like, what about that person that has the dating profile picture that you know is from, like,
40 years
11
ago.
Years
see,
ago?
That's, but we can, but you can figure that out, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you
not
can
always.
See the way the photos, I mean, even just cameras today, we have the new iPhone 11 or whatever with three cameras. I get, don't post the picture from you in high school if it's 10 years later. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, just keep an up-to-date, good photo of yourself. Like, if you're wanting to find somebody, just take a good picture of you
like
in some clothes that you feel good in. And
don't waste people's time. That's my biggest issue. Don't waste people's time.
How about Roseanne?
I don't want to roll up to you. Roll up to a bar. You're going to have a drink, and you know your date. You think
you're
looks
look
like
better.
Your date. You think your date's going to look like Audrey, and they end up looking like me. That is not cool.
I mean, I'll still buy you a drink. See where it goes.
I'll give it up.
That's what I mean.
I'll give it up.
Roseanne said, "Men post how much they love their wives so much, but they're in my inbox."
Yes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
That ain't just a dude.
Say it
thing.
From the rooftops.
Or
yes.
Or women who post about how perfect their man is. Oh, Karen, that's not what you said last week.
I know. So, especially during Valentine's Day. We just had Valentine's Day.
Yep.
All of those I love you posts. And then you're like, wait, honey.
Yeah, and they get a couple glasses of wine in them. Mm-hmm. You start telling the truth.
Armando said, this one girl, she claims she loved her boy, me, so much. And then she went on Facebook and posted a fake ultrasound saying it was mine. I checked my sources, a.k.a. Google, and found the exact photo of the fake ultrasound because she just Googled fake ultrasound picture.
Reverse.
Yep.
Google reverse image search, man.
Say,
I'm glad that you were smart enough to know to go and do that. Clearly, no, she's messed around before then. Mm-hmm. She's been known
always,
by the psycho card.
Always run the reverse Google image search, which I feel like your generation is on to that, Audrey. But
yeah,
like
catfish,
like Dave and I, it's like we never watched Catfish.
No,
Neve is like the most brilliant man in modern society.
I don't know who that is.
Neve is the person who is cat. He's the person who.
His name is Neve.
Yeah,
his name's Neve.
Neve and Max.
Him. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most disingenuous thing that you've seen somebody post on social media.
I came across this Twitter account yesterday. Mac Lethal. He said, a friend of mine in California manages a business that lets influencers sit on parked jets and take pictures so they can pretend that they're flying private. He's completely booked solid for the next 3 months. He said the clients are some of the most famous celebs on earth.
Really? Do you remember who was that? Was it
Ray J? Was
yes.
it?
No, and Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. Yeah, there's
same difference.
Bow Wow got busted posting pictures about him flying private.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there was a guy sitting next to him on the plane taking pictures of him posting about how he was flying private on a commercial airliner. You're like, why? Like, why
you're
flex?
It's all about
like
the optics, right?
You're flying so if first you're flying, class.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, but it's all about the optics. Everybody wants to seem more elitist than the next. They want to seem more valid,
I don't know, man,
than the next influencer.
I prefer, I don't know, man. Like, because I will say this. when we lived in Houston, there was an airport that was basically all Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
What was the name of that? Do you remember the name
Hobby.
Of that? Hobby.
Yeah.
So we would fly into Hobby all the time, flying back, back and forth. And this was around 2016 during the last presidential election or the primaries leading up. And Bernie Sanders, 100% back then, was flying. There was memes of him flying the middle seat on Southwest.
Yeah.
And 100% saw him at the Southwest Airline airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got a picture with him.
Deadbeat parents constantly talking about how their kids are their whole world. Like, you don't even see that kid.
So there's actually a girl who recently just did something very similar to this. Back in my hometown, she's posting like how she is the only single parent. She's like the only one of the two parents who are like ever doing anything for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait, hold up. And so they're starting this whole Facebook war. Like all of their, I mean, I'm sure you've seen that all the time. People who are just spilling all of their personal information on social media because one parent or one significant other or one family member decides to try and poke the bear.
Keep your family business off of social media. Plain and simple. Like, I don't know why we got to the point where we thought it was okay to spill that kind of garbage out to the public.
Especially if you are having a serious issue with a spouse, a significant other, or an immediate family member, do not ever talk about that on social media.
No,
because everybody will see it, and then when you get back together with them, everybody's going to think you're a dope.
I had a friend set up a fundraiser to get money for a cosmetic surgery after weight loss, which was fantastic because she lost a lot of weight. However, she would take multiple vacations and post them on Facebook, the same group of people she was asking for money from.
Whoa. That is, I mean, morally? Like, how can you even do that?
I don't know if that's a moral issue. That's
or
just a
ethical?
Dumb.
I don't know.
That's just a dumb issue. If you see somebody who's blowing their money and then they're asking for money for a cosmetic surgery, and even if it is like skin removal, which I do believe, you know, like I get it. I've had some friends who've lost hundreds of pounds who've had that done. It's expensive, but they're choosing how to spend their money.
Right.
You know, but if you knew somebody was actually like working hard and still couldn't get ahead, then maybe.
See, but like, I mean, I feel like that might be what that looks like. I feel like I would have fallen for that if I've seen somebody in their journey.
But if you're seeing them like post about how they're flexing on, they're flying to Hawaii.
But you would only find that out after, right?
No, I'm.
And then I would block. Bloop.
I had a friend who, for the longest time, me and some other friends thought was living a great life, even drove a nice Maserati. It turns out the house and the car he always pictured belonged to his boss, who allowed him to use his house and car while his boss traveled on business. So his boss would go out of town on business, and he's like, yeah, you can use the house and the car. And the whole time, he would flex and act like it was his.
If I was the boss, I'd be like immediately underneath the first picture I saw. Thanks for keeping the house clean, bro.
How do you do that, like, when... If you're posting all that and you're trying to thirst trap, because that's the dude thirst trap version for, you know.
The chicks who's always like, oh, just found this really cute picture of me and my friend on her birthday. And it's like, you looking really hot in a bikini.
Yeah.
The girl's you're puking like, uh-huh. in a trash can.
Yeah.
But like, that's okay. That's the dude thirst trap. But like, how much money you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how are you going to try to do that and then roll up in a 22-year-old Kia?
I'd say the Maseratis at the shop.
Yeah, but you wouldn't drive a 22-year-old Kia.
The butler would be driving you.
The 22-year-old Kia with the classic rod license plate.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.
The only reason anybody gets a classic rod on like a 98 like Honda, it's because it won't pass smog.
I sent you a picture of a Geo Metro the other day. That was illegally parked in a fire lane outside of a casino.
That is a classic rod.
It just said classic rod. I'm like, hell yeah.
Maybe the guy's name was Rod who drove it. Yeah, parking in fire lanes, classic.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most fake stuff that you see on social media. Brooke said, my old boss, holy hell, he puts on a front on social media about all the famous people he knows and how he's making big moves, claiming he's signing $1 million contracts. And I'm like, bruh, you owe me thousands of dollars from contracts I got. Like, he's not rich, and half the people that he crews with hate his guts because he's a leech.
Wow.
Can you imagine being that brazen?
No.
Where you're just like, every day you wake up and you are just going to live a lie fake on social
you,
media.
Fake it till you make it, Dave. Fake it till you make it.
No, you're just a liar,
gonna end up outing
man.
You. That's the whole problem with all of this.
Yeah, Brooke,
is that people
on
know
Facebook
you with honesty.
Is going to share what a loser you are.
She didn't tag him.
One of these days, she will.
Yeah,
I mean, she could have tagged him. I would have been mad at that. But also, going back to the famous people thing, I get so annoyed because I mean, you know, working in the radio industry, yeah. You know, a lot of musicians and other people,
meet a lot of people, sure,
roll through, and there are just people who work with us and other radio stations and other buildings who. When somebody famous comes in, they're like, they don't even know who that person is, but they're so desperate to be around fame.
Just to get the validation, yes.
Themselves yeah. to that, and then they post it on social media, and it's just like, you're not even a fan.
You don't even know who this person is.
You're not even a fan. You're gross.
That is pretty annoying.
You're really gross.
And the only
That's
time that they'll
are.
Come through is whenever it's like for the photo op time.
Let me ask you this,
you know?
Too.
Yeah.
Do you get...
Yep.
Where were you for the past hour?
Doesn't it seem weird... When a celebrity dies and somebody has one picture with that celebrity from 15 years ago and they always post that like photo and then they're like I'm devastated. You met that person one time for 5 seconds and now your whole life's coming down like your mom. Like you didn't post that much when your mom died, but this famous person did. And now it has to all be about you.
Yes, well, please post the picture of Kobe Bryant across the room from you. 15 years ago and somehow make his death about you.
So that's a mixture of a type of person who is always like, it's the, obviously it's attention seeking, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, like I am the person who like pay attention to me, like you're saying, but also they do always post everything sad all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the people who are always just massively sad.
Jill said this one chick from high school, 1990, still talking about all the haters. Ugh. Yeah, sure.
I like that, though.
Tim said, after I had kids, I realized how full of S every single parent is.
They're like, so
oh,
in love
so
with
wonderful
their kid.
And easy. Yeah. Gotcha.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Yeah, you all
Drink
are trying you. To trap somebody.
Tricky. Oh, look at how cute this picture is.
Yeah, but like.
Not posting videos of the 3 blowouts my daughter had this weekend.
Yeah, but are you really going to post that? You're always going to talk about how much you love them. You're not going to talk about how crappy your kids are. Yeah.
Hold on. Here's one. I guess that just moved. Every girl on social media, I think this goes for guys too. I ain't got time for your drama. Next post on social media, check out this drama.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The worst thing happened in modern day society. I accidentally liked someone's picture from 6 years ago. Now I'm going to go dig my grave now.
Message deleted.
Double down on it, man. Double down.
Like them all.
Fun fact, did you know that if you remove a like really quickly after you do it, that person will not get a notification that you've liked that photo?
It depends. Mm. Depends on if they have...
They're like, on their phone.
Like, what kind of weird, I don't know. I don't keep notifications about photo likes on any of my social media.
No.
I feel like that's, like, it would just be so annoying, first and foremost.
Because you get so many likes. I mean,
so
millions.
Understand.
Every
Very
day.
Popular.
Yes.
Very popular at Mahoney Sucks on all social media platforms. but if you are going to do that, double down. Go back and like some even older ones. Like, if you, you know, just commit to it.
Just being like, LOL, I was creeping. You look great.
So what? Explain the emotions that you feel whenever you get a notification like that from a dude who is going back through. Do you have old like bikini photos from 6 years ago?
0%. No. I think I have maybe 80 photos on my Instagram. And
80 photos?
Yeah.
I thought you posted like 80 photos a week.
Those are
Excuse
stories.
Excuse me, I haven't
Dave.
Posted in the last 10 days. I checked last night.
That's stories, Dave. There's
it's a lot of stories. That's what it is.
I do. I'm a stories girl. But no, so whenever somebody likes like an older photo, I think that people go back and they just start liking every other photo from that point on. So it's just like, going through your feed. And it doesn't really freak me out because, like I said, I don't have photos from too long ago on my feed. Probably 2 years old.
I feel like you should keep your stuff curated, and I appreciate that. Like Audrey has only 80 photos. I keep mine at like 100, you know, at all times because you know there's any more than that. Like if you've got like 3,600 photos on Instagram, I'm going to get carpal tunnel trying to scroll back to 2015.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be scrolling back that far, you creep.
I have 113. Last post 2017.
Also, how do you feel about
last
people
post
who
2017.
Keep...
Or like first post. No.
How do you feel about people who keep photos of their ex up on their social
media?
That
is the biggest no-no. That is the biggest no-no. Because
have you ever had an ex keep you up on their social media after they... I mean, certainly after you've moved on, but even after they've moved on.
No.
Like, I've seen somebody who's had multiple marriages keep up all sets of wedding photos.
And it's like the next one over?
Yeah, you got to figure out what you're like, wow, how many wives have I had?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning. So I'm just curious if you were all in the same gym class in the same grade in high school and you all had to play dodgeball, what do you think the order would be that you're all picked for teams? Would Dave or Ian be first? And who'd be last? And who'd be right in the middle?
Message deleted.
I would conveniently like leave the gym to not have to worry about playing dodgeball.
Because you'd get picked last. You think?
No, because you guys are a bunch of boys, and you all like peg people in the face when you're trying to play dodgeball.
There's
you
nothing,
don't go for the legs.
There's no sweeter sound than a dodgeball off somebody's face.
No mercy.
No, I'm not trying to like have a busted lip or like pay for more braces. No.
Are we talking current day form or?
Let's just go current day form.
Oh,
no.
Well, I still feel like I could catch pretty well.
No, you couldn't.
I catch well. No, I always was a very good catcher.
You're a catcher. I
bet you are a catcher.
I did. I caught all sorts of stuff.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Caught chlamydia once.
He ain't lying.
That's true.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Ben Affleck is starting to get pretty honest about his feelings. He is returning to the screen for his new movie, The Way Back, in which he plays a high school basketball coach struggling to keep his life together while battling alcohol addiction and coping with a failed marriage.
That doesn't sound like a tale that we've heard ever before.
The movie has echoes of his own experience, of course, and in a new interview with the New York Times, Affleck reflects on his own mistakes and discusses the film and the process, and he admitted that the biggest regret of his entire life is his divorce.
Wow, entire life, huh? Mm-hmm. Everything he's ever done.
He said shame is really toxic. There is no positive. Now your relationship
barely.
With Jennifer Lopez and wearing the cool black leather jacket. That whole phase you went through.
That giant phoenix tattoo on your back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. But he said that the shame is really toxic. There's no positive byproduct from shame. It's just stewing in a toxic, hideous feeling of low self-worth and self-loathing. And he said that, you know, him and Garner, who are both 47, announced their separation back in June of 2015, settled the divorce in October of 2018. The two first started dating in 2004 and married the next year, later welcoming three kids, Violet, who is now 14, Serafina, who is 11, and their son Samuel, who is 7.
I don't feel like I've ever really seen pictures of the kids, and I don't hate that. I like that they're kept a little private, but I don't think that they're always in 14 as a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have been seeing her socials or something. Nothing.
I mean, it's I like the fact if they want to keep their kids out of the public eye, please do so.
Love
you know, I don't think it's fair to subject kids.
Nope.
To, you know, that level of things. Like, if you Kardashianize them like they've done, and you just don't have a childhood at that point. Even if you have, like, famous parents, you could still have a somewhat normal childhood.
Yeah.
It was weird, though, because Ben Affleck has been promoting the hell out of this movie. He was on with Stephen A. Smith yesterday. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Talking about Brady and ESPN, Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is Ben Affleck on ESPN?
Right.
I'm good on this.
Robert Downey Jr. reportedly willing to return to the Marvel Cinematic Universe if they can afford him. So if you go all the way back to 2008, he made $500,000 to play Tony Stark in Iron Man back in 2008. And when he played the same role in Avengers Infinity and Endgame, he was paid $150 million. He also got paid $15 million for a brief cameo in Spider-Man Homecoming, despite only spending 3 days filming scenes.
Here's the thing.
$5 million a day.
Don't bring him back.
I mean, you can always bring somebody back. I mean, how we've got all ton of these awful sequels in other film franchises. And here's the thing. When they say, does the Marvel Cinematic Universe have enough money? Yes. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's Disney. They've got all the money. All's the money. And considering almost every single Marvel Cinematic Universe movie clears well over $1 billion, some even upwards of three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worth it.
They're
and he's the biggest star out of all of them.
He's the one. He's the reason the Marvel Cinematic Universe is
what it is,
where it is today, because wow.
And you can't replace him. I mean, you think about all the stars that they had in Endgame, yeah. And I mean, it's literally just a who's who of the A-list. Yeah. And
well, they all become A-list after this,
right?
Because Chris Evans was not A-list. Chris Pratt was not A-list
right. Before
this. Robert Downey Jr. was right on that cusp. He had dabbled, but it had his setbacks, and this really took him into a whole new stratosphere. The Marvel Cinematic Universe makes you an A-lister. I mean, Tom Holland.
Do you think Chris Pratt became an A-list after Guardians?
100%.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, before that, he was
Parks and Rec. He was the
a bit role player on Parks and Rec. Yeah. Yeah, he's
but
funny.
But what about Jurassic? Was Jurassic Park not before that?
That was way after that, yeah.
Way after. Those all came after the original Guardians.
Man.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is what sent him to the next level, for sure.
I mean,
just track his marriage.
True.
It's like, happily married, Parks and Rec. Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. Divorce,
so
Jurassic Park,
Jurassic World
Guardians
2.
Of the Galaxy 2, Jurassic World 2, yeah.
And just to talk about Robert Downey Jr.'s star power for one more second, I grew up reading all the Marvel comics. X-Men was obviously my favorite and one of the biggest in the late 80s, early 90s.
Obviously.
But Iron Man was never really a huge player. He was there, but it wasn't like...
He wasn't the guy, yeah.
And now, like, I mean, it just shows you the star power that Robert Downey Jr. brought to
Amazing
that.
Amazing actor, honestly.
So Justin and Hailey Bieber are looking to buy their first starter home. Isn't this cute? So they're married.
Home?
Yeah, well, so together as a married couple.
They're
going
to spend, what, $20
million? 18 to 20.
Okay.
18 to 20.
Really?
Yeah. So they bought a piece of land for $9 million, and they've got it nearly completed, the property. It's about a 7,500-square-foot modern Mediterranean mansion, and they are seriously considering this as their home that they want to buy.
It, man.
Just do it and get out of the public eye.
Well, yeah. You know, he just came out with a new album, though, so he's going to be around for a bit.
I do.
He looks sick.
He must. Yeah, he should. Well, he is sick. He has Lyme disease.
Oh, is that? I guess he is sick, yeah. is one of the symptoms of Lyme disease a terrible mustache? Is that part of it?
He shaved it.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Think about this, though. If they have a child, I feel so bad for them because that child's grandparents are two of the douchiest people on the planet. I mean, being Bieber's dad and then Haley Baldwin's dad and Alec Baldwin, who is just...
You don't like Alec Baldwin?
No.
I mean, he's got a
temper.
Do you
remember when he called her, or was it Ireland, that he called her a fat little piggy?
He called Ireland a fat little pig, yeah.
He punches people over parking spots.
He's funny as hell, but he is a giant douchebag.
Yeah, but he's funny. He does great impressions.
I mean, at least he has a talent, unlike Bieber's dad, so there's that.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
This past week was Valentine's Day, and... It can be a lonely time for people that don't have that person in their life that they would consider to be the one, you know, the significant other they've always hoped and dreamed for. And many of these posts, I believe, are from people that do have maybe that one, but they are just not the right one for right now.
Dave, this is a segment where we showcase freaks trying to get the freak on.
That's right. First one is Walmart self-checkout lane. Great place to meet somebody.
I mean, you look so good in those cameras.
Oh, yes, you do.
Like when that security camera turns on, I just... Mm.
It's not the only thing turning on.
Oh, I'd bag that.
It was hard for me not to look at you. I'm sure you've seen me look at you a few times. You had short blonde hair and high-waisted jeans and the most adorable pink shoes. I really wanted to talk to you. You went to the self-checkout lane to get some jerky strips. You're my kind of girl.
Mom jeans and looking for meat.
If you ever get this or if I see you again, I'll be sure to get your attention.
Sheesh.
Please do.
Jerky strips, huh? Uh-huh. That's what does it for you?
The 65-year-old lady who answered my post is the title of this next one. You responded to my post here last week and we had several email exchanges that were enjoyable. You had very amorous ideas. We both agreed they'd be very, very good for us. Do us a world of good. Then you stopped when we were ready to meet for coffee. I'm pretty sure you weren't fake, but who knows? If you're real, let's enjoy each other. Just for clarification, I'm 67 male. You are a 65-year-old sensual lady.
Sensual.
We can both collect our retirement.
This one is entitled Flashing Muse. Happy Valentine's Day to my missing flasher girlfriend. Been a while since we last connected. Would be nice to be in touch again.
He's flashing everyone?
I guess.
Flasher.
Or is he just peeping and being a creep?
Ooh.
Oh.
This one, you were in PJs, we were chilling with friends. This one's very confusing to me. You were in pajamas. We were chilling with friends. Didn't get a chance to chat. I thought you were cute. You stayed for about 20 minutes, then had to go. If you're reading this, please respond. Where are you ever with a stranger that's in pajamas?
Like a house party?
Yeah, but I mean, like, wouldn't the friends know who that person was?
She showed up for 20 minutes, then left?
I mean, maybe the house party wasn't her bag. Or she wanted
to pick up a bag.
Why did she show? Exactly. Like, if she showed up in pajamas, she was not there on the prowl.
No,
but looking for a dude.
He felt a connection. Yeah. I mean, there is something sexy about a woman who likes to go to bed early. That's all I'm saying. You disagree with me?
This one is entitled Vision Works Girl. You gave me an eye exam at 9:15 a.m. I was the Asian IT guy who almost fell asleep. I hope you get this and reach out. I would love to grab a coffee sometime.
Okay.
Needs to perk up a little bit,
But you know where she works, man. Yeah. You know where she works.
Yeah, but I mean, don't go to her work asking.
I mean, I agree, but maybe like stalk that Instagram page or something.
This is the sort of post that can only happen in winter months. Mary from Saturday night. Mary, my brother and I were at the bar. You were playing pool and snowmobiling. I would like to talk to you more. Mary in all caps.
Mary sounds like a badass.
Hell yeah, she
is. Pool riding.
I bet she's drinking Bud Heavy too.
Oh no, Molson.
Molson. Yeah.
She is a Molson like gal.
Are we sure Mary likes men?
you had a cut off sleeveless flannel on.
And a backward ball cap.
Cut off jean jacket, Dave.
And jean shorts and giant.
And then there's a flannel under the cutoff jean jacket.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's also cut off.
No sleeves anywhere to be found.
So much cut off.
Dollar Tree Christmas guy. You told me you love decorating for the holidays. We connected, I thought. If it's you, you'll remember our conversation. Never did find your house to see decorations.
Was this woman for a man or man for man?
Oh, hang on.
This was actually man for man.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But I found it very creepy that this person went to go find the other guy's house.
Well, if he told him where he lived.
He didn't tell him very well because he never found it, though. So.
I mean, a little bit of the Christmas spirit.
Is this
And you know what they say, Dave, about the stockings?
Mm.
They were hung.
What? You know what they say about stockings.
Is this Dave lost your number? Is this also dude for dude?
This one, I believe, yes, is a dude for dude.
We met a couple of months ago at a local bar on a Thursday night, sat next to each other at the bar, ended up ordering and sharing a pizza together. Oh. Afterwards, you came back to my place for a couple of more beers and a soak in my hot tub.
Yeah.
You mid-50s, decent shape, salt and pepper, named Dave.
Decent
shape. Wait, are we sure this isn't you?
Yeah. I am not in my mid-50s.
I mean. Is that decent shape?
Decent shape, yeah. Also, don't put that in there.
That's so rude.
Yeah, decent shape.
Yeah, like, decent, that is not a polite word to use when you're trying to, like, lure someone in seductively.
If somebody said I was in decent shape, I would take that as a compliment.
Because you're in terrible shape.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whatever, stop cruising hot tubs. Perv.
Trying to have a good time.
It's relaxing.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you're probably going to notice that there is some politicians in town today, like all of them.
Cool.
So Trump is here, as well as all of the Democratic candidates that are running for president.
There's a debate tonight.
There is a debate tonight. It's going to be over at Paris. And, it's going to be slowed down as a result. So traffic all over the place is going to be a nightmare.
So, yeah, it sucks if you are driving tonight.
Yeah. Try to avoid it unless you can't.
You can't, absolutely can't. Just go home and lock yourself in like I do every day.
So a California developer has announced plans for a luxury dream hotel on South Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay, let's hear more
Another
about
one?
This.
Yeah, so this is dubbed the Dream Hotel. It's a 450 guest room, 56,000 square feet of food and beverage space, including a rooftop nightclub, pool, and deck, 12,000 square feet of ballroom meeting space, full-service spa, among other amenities. We anticipate breaking ground later this year, probably likely early next year. And they say that they fully intend on doing this. So they have acquired the land, and it's 5.25 acres of vacant land, and it's going to be transformed into this full-service luxury hotel.
Gosh, so many things going up right now.
Mm-hmm. So basically where this is... So
5051
you know
South Las Vegas
where
Boulevard.
Where the Welcome to Las Vegas sign is.
Yep.
This would be, and you've got the Las Vegas Harley-Davidson. You've got the Terrell Herbst. Right there, this would be right on the other side of there. So this would be the largest building south of Mandalay that's still technically in the strip parameters. I mean, not counting the South Point and the M, which are way, way, way down there. So, I mean, I'm all for it if it actually gets built. But last time they tried to build something big down there, we ended up with two giant pillars that have done nothing.
Is this the same site where those two pillars are?
A little south of that.
A little south of that.
So. But that's closer to Town Square, though. Do you think that means they're going to be expanding Town Square?
No, I mean, it's still, I mean, it's closer to Town Square, but it's still, it's more so right across from Bali High.
I really like Town Square. Mm-hmm. I could do with like a few more restaurants in there.
I could too. That's what I was hoping.
Just put all restaurants in there and get rid of all of the retail.
What? Yeah, please.
Because
retail.
Yes. Let's just not.
What's wrong with the retail? I mean, people like shopping.
We just shop online. I'd rather go to a place where there's 100 restaurants where when I don't know what I'm going to eat, but there's a bunch of stuff over there rather than like, oh, hey, here's a Gap.
Yeah, no, but they've got a Sephora there.
Sephora.
Leave the
Sephora. They've got an Express right now. Over there. Uh-huh. I love Express, and those are my two little hubs.
You can get Express online.
No, I got to try. I'm fluctuating weight right now. I'm in my upper scale. I got to try on these jeans. I'm not going to like go through the misery of ordering like 10 pairs of pants, unknown sizes. I'm going to go in there and cry.
Do what we
just
do,
get it over
order
with.
Them, and then just never wear them. Just shove them in a drawer.
And you're like, I'm definitely going to return these. Never.
Ever.
I like shopping.
Well, speaking of expansion of restaurants, Hash House A Go-Go is going to build a new one. Well, not build a new one, but flip an existing restaurant to a Hash House A Go-Go in Summerlin. So, you know, right there, basically across from Red Rock, where there's that BJ's and all that stuff in front of the...
Yeah, you got BJ's, you've got Distill over there, and now it's going to be that Islands?
So Islands Fine Burgers and Drinks, which, according to Ian, is neither fine burgers nor drinks.
It's like a TGA Fridays.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
It's nothing special.
They're flipping that.
Yeah. I think a Hash House will probably do much better there because the other closest one you've got is what, on Sahara?
Yeah.
Yep. I guess?
Yep.
So, you know.
There's one at Sahara. There's one at the M. There's one.
On the Link?
Yeah, the Link has one
I
as
think
well.
The Link
yeah,
has
and
one.
Then there's one in the Rio as well.
Oh, yeah, there is one in the Rio now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know how people are in Summerlin. They're not going to want to leave the actual Summerlin. So this
falls, downtown, too.
This falls within the Summerlin boundaries. So
yeah.
There you
so
go.
They don't have to look at poor people.
Drive down to Sahara and Rainbow.
Oh, God.
Which I will say, Sahara and Rainbow is a lot sketchier than it used to be 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure it is.
I mean, we would always get, we'd always have to, like, fight people who were, like, camping out at our old radio station anyway when we had to go outside to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, talk about a feat of engineering. Hey, you know what we should do? We got people here who are here all night long.
Let's make them go outside to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
You guys had like an outhouse?
Basically, yeah.
we had to go outside and unlock our bathroom to go use the bathroom, but it was still like outside and it's like
a gas
3
station.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they tied it to a cinder block.
They really did.
They
yeah.
really did.
So poker is returning to the Sahara after a 10-year hiatus. After nearly a decade without poker, Sahara Las Vegas bringing the game back to the Strip, part of the $150 million renovation. The property, just you know, of course, you know where Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard are, has been, for those of you that are new to town, a number of things as of late. It used to be the Sahara, and then it was the SLS, and then it was not the SLS, and now it's the Sahara again, but they're doing this whole rebrand. And
but we still just called it the Sahara.
It's always been the Sahara the whole time, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff that's in there. Have you guys been to the Bizarre Meats?
I haven't eaten there.
That
yet.
Place I hear is it's great. Fantastic.
Really?
I mean, it's really expensive, but it is really,
I've
really
good.
Yeah. I mean,
good.
It takes forever because they have this way of cooking your steaks where it's all exposed, like the whole kitchen is, but nice. They do it like tiered on these different levels to get it to the exact right temperature and their way of cooking it. But
it's like Brazilian meats? Like,
it's all sorts
like
of meats.
It's all sorts of different
like a
meats.
Brazilian steakhouse type.
No, it's
Jose
Andreas,
the chef over there.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah. But no, I mean, so it's a lot of like shared plates. So like you get like a big
love
steak,
that.
And then it's all like sliced up. And normally on any of that, it's last time I went, it was fantastic though.
Wow!
Don't ever ask us to share a steak with me.
Huh?
But you get other
don't
kinds of meats.
Ever ask to share a steak with me. I want to keep my meat to myself.
That's selfish.
It is.
Selfish.
Well, ever since selfish. That chlamydia.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
John is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Do you think that Mahoney is lazy or efficient? He swears he's efficient. I swear he's lazy. How do you see it?
I believe that Mahoney is very lazy.
Yes.
I believe that you're an idiot, John.
Wow, that's got kind of personal there. That seemed
that's right.
Coming out
that's
of
right.
Wow.
I even remembered his name.
Congratulations. Just said it 3 seconds ago. All right, so here's how the game works. I've got three facts. These all come directly from Mahoney's wife about his incredible laziness. Only one of them is not true. You're trying to figure out which one is not true, okay?
Okay.
Fact number one about Mahoney's laziness. You didn't want to give us a little speech about how you learned how to be efficient when you were traveling through the Himalayas?
You're a Boy Scout.
Or you just giving up on that, too?
No, I knew you were going to do it right there, so thus being more efficient.
Damn.
Okay. With all of the Oscar hubbub surrounding the Korean movie Parasite, I became intrigued about what it was all about and why it won so many awards. I suggested to Mahoney that we schedule a date night and go see the movie, but he objected, responding that the movie has subtitles and that he sees movies for enjoyment and didn't want to do the work of reading a movie.
So, who wants to read a movie?
Me.
Wait till they dub it in English, then we'll go see it.
Oh, dub it in English.
That'd be terrible.
Whatever, man. I've watched every kung fu movie in history, and I love the dub versions way more than the subtitles.
All right. So that is fact number one.
Also, you want to go see some hyped up Hollywood movie for a date night? That's not how. Like, let's go to a nice fancy dinner.
Fact number two about Mahoney's laziness. On Sundays, I do laundry. Mahoney's laundry is usually being done as well, and then I'll wash our sheets afterwards so we can start the week fresh and clean. Last week, I washed the sheets, took them out of the dryer, and tossed them onto the bed. Mahoney came in 20 seconds later and grumbled how he couldn't take a nap because the bed wasn't made. I told him he could either do it himself or wait 5 whole minutes until I did it. Instead, he did neither of those things and laid down on the couch in our bedroom on an uncovered pillow and an uncovered duvet and proceeded to take a quote-unquote scratchy 4-hour angry nap.
Scratchy 4-hour. That has to be true.
No pillowcase.
I mean, the pillowcase was in the washer, and it was not 5 minutes. It was more like 15 minutes.
Oh,
and I was just completely spent from doing errands around the house the entire day.
You don't do errands around the house?
What does that mean? You've never done one errand.
You literally don't even know what an errand is.
I brought the sparkling water from one room to the other room so we could put it into the
that
refrigerator.
That is not an errand. An errand would be going out and getting new sparkling water and then picking up your dry cleaning on the way home.
That was an errand.
Oh my
okay.
God.
All right.
You're spoiled.
Third and final fact about Mahoney. Speaking of making the bed, it is my personal February goal to make the bed every day before we leave the house. I was running a few minutes behind one morning last week and I asked Mahoney to help quickly make the bed. He replied, "This is your goal, baby, not mine."
First off, yeah, I'm not trying to steal your thunder. Also, you had to leave before me, and I was going to leave after you. Thus, I would be back in the house before you, so the only person who would see the bed that was unmade would be me. I feel like that was very inefficient.
All right, so, John, it is up to you. Only
also,
one of
the undersheet was all like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's all
so you gotta,
twisted
like, pull
up.
The,
and
you
yeah,
gotta pull
yeah,
the
yeah,
top
yeah.
cover thing off.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And tuck it under the mattress.
Minutes and minutes of work. All right, John, so only one of these is not true. So
making
the first,
your bed is a giant waste of time.
Mahoney doesn't
Kids,
like to read
don't
movies.
Don't listen to your parents.
Is number
Do not
one.
Make your beds. Don't make
That's
your
the
beds.
Best way to start your day.
Angry,
no,
scratchy nap is number two, and then making the bed is number three. Again, only one of them not true. Which do you suppose it is?
Oh, okay. Well, Mahoney said himself that he likes the dub version of kung fu movies. So I can definitely see that he would not like to watch subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact.
So
I think
that would be true.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
Yes.
You are correct.
So
there.
It has to be one of the two bad ones.
Correct, yeah.
As far as laziness, I would say that Mahoney is lazy enough to go and
make the bed. So, oh man, hold on. That's a little tough. I'm going to go with the untrue one being the second option, with him having the nap on the chair in his bedroom.
I do. It wasn't a chair. It was a full-blown couch. It was a $5,000 couch that I defaulted on to Macy's back in 2012.
That I defaulted on.
I did. I got a credit card on that thing, and then they hit me with the credit. So I was like, I'll pay it off if you fix my credit. They're like, no, we can't do anything. They're like, well, I ain't paying you if you can't fix my credit.
So
screw you, Macy's.
Go with that might be.
It's a very comfortable couch. Just saying.
Is that one false?
Just saying. That's a very comfortable couch.
Is it true? Which one is
John,
it?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That'll be my final answer.
Are you sure?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure at all. Let's go with the third one.
Wow, great work. Oh, yeah.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. Yeah, I'm
going to
go with
it. Yeah, Mahoney managed to take a four-hour angry nap on his couch because he didn't want to spend 5 minutes making the bed. Yeah, yeah.
I moved a case of water.
Errands, man. Errands.
Yeah, that's right.
Running errands. Mm-hmm.
Takes it out of you.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Mahoney, if you ever have a daughter, I've figured out exactly how she is going to get married.
How's that, Dave?
Disney now has Disney princess-inspired wedding gowns that start at just $1,200.
That's not ridiculous.
That's not that expensive at all.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's not that expensive by Disney, by Disney terms.
No,
as
by
well
wedding
as,
dress terms.
Exactly. That's where I was going with it. They do go up to $10,000,
oh,
though. So.
Well, that may be a little. Yeah. I mean, like $1,200, okay, that's cool.
So the 16 gowns are kind of the popular ones that you may expect. So the Little Mermaid. Sleeping Beauty, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Jasmine from Aladdin, Rapunzel from Tangled, Tiana from The Princess and the Frog, Cinderella, Pocahontas, Snow White, all on the list. The gowns in the Platinum Collection start at $3,500, and then they go up from there. So
is it based on what individual gown looks like is going to be the more expensive one? So is it like Cinderella's got the top-tier gown, and then you can get like... I don't know.
The Princess and the Frog.
Or whatever. Which is one of my favorites, an underrated
I love
movie.
Tiana's dress, man. Yeah. I feel like
or Belle.
Princess and the Frog is the most underrated Disney movie 100. Of all time. The music in that, spot on. Randy Newman knows what's up.
For those of you that want a Disney wedding, they cost a minimum of $30,000, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you have a nighttime wedding ceremony at the Magic Kingdom
average.
In Orlando overlooking Cinderella's castle.
That's average, though, I feel like.
That sounds like a crazy number. It does until you start pricing out
venues and your food and the cake and the bouquet, like all of that. That's actually... really, really good for a Disney wedding, like, for a wedding in general.
I've been to a couple weddings that were in the upwards of the, you know, several hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're still just very, like, it's nice.
Yeah.
This is cool.
But unless you have fast bar service and premium booze, it's not really worth it.
Yeah. I was at one of those ones.
Wine and beer.
And they were, they cut us off at the bar.
Yeah.
They cut you
off? I don't know why. We were being very responsible that evening. Are we thinking about the same one?
Yeah, where they wouldn't serve us shots.
They wouldn't serve us shots. And so
they can never serve you shots.
They're like, we can't serve shots. They're like, we'll just give you a tumbler full of tequila. We're like, sounds good.
And then they cut us off.
And then they cut us off because we drank them out of tequila. I don't know.
Oh, the whole bottle's worth.
Garbage.
Speaking of getting cut off, a 36-year-old Ohio woman is facing a fourth-degree felony charge after repeatedly calling 911 to report that her parents... had shut off her cell phone plan.
Wait, well, how's she calling 911 then?
You're 36, lady. 36!
But honestly, does it benefit the parents to kick her off? Because sometimes you can get your
I'm on a family plan with my parents.
Jacked up, yeah.
Yeah.
I was pricing this out just
You're
this past
You're still on
weekend.
A family plan with
oh,
your parents?
Yeah, yeah. It's so much cheaper. Like, I only pay cheaper. Like 60 bucks a month for unlimited everything.
And then it gets more pricey when you have an individual only plan.
Yeah, it's, I think there's like...
it's expensive. I think it's
my parents, my grandparents, and me are all on like the same like
really?
Plan. But it's like, again, if you're like, I've had the individual cell phone plan and it is ridiculous.
It's so expensive.
It is. It's like 180 versus 60. I'm like, I'm going to stick with the 60.
Or 40 or 50.
The thing that's really confusing about this whole story is that this 36-year-old from Ohio, they did some research on her, and she's originally from the United Kingdom, now lives in lovely Canton, Ohio. And
beautiful.
Her
this time of year especially.
Mm-hmm. Her bio states that she is a model for companies like Abercrombie & Fitch and Miller Lite, And she's also becoming a makeup artist and a realtor. So it's not known why she would have to be on her parents' plane. Clearly, if she is a successful English model for Abercrombie & Fitch and Miller Lite, you wouldn't think she'd be so hard up for cash.
Okay, so but here's the thing is that Abercrombie models are like maximum 19 years old. So does she look like a 19-year-old who's drinking underage?
She does not. She looks like about a 36-year-old from Ohio.
She's not bad looking. She's a good looking woman.
She's not good looking to where she's
Abercrombie & Fitch. No.
Maybe back in 98.
She is definitely local Miller Lite promotion bar girl good looking though, right?
She's the promo
girl. Yeah. She's like, would you like to try a sip of Michelob Ultra?
No, Michelob Ultra Gold, the new one.
Oh, yeah, the fancy stuff.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, she's not bad looking, but you could just looking at her.
Her like, mugshot. Whoa.
Crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy
eyes. Holy. Oh, my God.
Which, thank you, natural selection and evolution, for, like, giving us.
Giving crazy people crazy eyes.
Yes.
You can spot them from a mile away.
That's nightmare fuel.
So a cashier at Jack in the Box in Washington State wasn't having it when somebody tried to rob him this last Saturday. I love stories like this.
I love this guy.
Officers were called to the Jack in the Box about 1 p.m. for an attempted robbery. The suspect, a 37-year-old named Damian McCorkle, allegedly walked into the restaurant, ordered some food. A witness said that he's wearing a coat, had his hands in his pockets, and was going to pull something out, told the cashier he needed money. Based on the statements from the witness, a police report described the encounter going like this. Quote, I'm robbing you. Cashier, you're not Robin S. Yeah, I am. I need the money, the suspect said. I'll beat your ass, said the employee. You want to go outside and handle this? The suspect then left the store.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do not mess with a jack-in-the-box drive-thru cashier. He has seen some stuff.
Seen it.
He has seen it all.
Beat
he ain't having
your ass.
It. Next thing you know, trying to rob a Waffle House.
Oh, don't go robbing Waffle Houses.
They will rob you.
They really will.
You steal my shoes? You stole my shoes, man.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so I'm curious how you all feel about people who try their hardest to actually, quote unquote, be funny. There's one of you in the room right now. It's only one, and the others are pretty funny, but you have one that tries way too hard, and it's a little awkward.
Message deleted.
It's me.
Oh, what's awkward? Trying to figure out which one tries really hard to be funny? Because I've always acquiesced that, I mean, there's the show as a whole is fun and funny. But Mahoney is the funny one, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I try hard. It just comes naturally, Dave. Mm.
Oh, really?
See, everybody's laughing. Yeah. No, man, like, I feel like there are people who do try too hard. And it's like, I admit that, like, there's times that, like, I don't feel like I try too hard here, but like online, like my Twitter, I feel like there are times where I
you try too hard.
I may try too hard.
I feel like
do you just second guess it? Because on here, like you say something and it either hits or doesn't, you don't have to awkwardly go back and delete a comment. there's no removing tweets because it didn't get enough likes. You know, I mean. Tell me you've ever done that.
Oh, I do it all the time, man. If it's been sitting there for like 25 minutes and it's got like one like.
One sympathy like for me.
It all has to do with the time. Do with the timing of the tweets. Uh-huh.
I know. It's like I
just posted
really
that
funny
really
stuff
bad joke at the
3 a.m.
the
I feel
wrong
like
time.
My funny stuff happens at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. You find yourself funny? You think you're a funny person?
Not really. I'm fun. Like I'm not a particularly funny person. Like I would never do stand up or anything like that. But I also know my role, right? Like I'm not the one who's trying to be the wacky zit, because that's what drives me crazy is people who try to be something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I accept the fact that like I like to have fun, have a good time. We build on each other, you know. We mm-hmm. we compliment each other well. But if somebody asked me like who the funny one was on this show, it's not me.
I find like nobody thinks I'm funnier than me though.
Same. Oh, that's true. No one thinks that you are your own biggest fan.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever put tickets on sale to the Mahoney Show, you would buy the first tickets.
Yes, I'd buy it out. Sell out.
Then you realize that no one else is going to be there, and you're that's like, right. Perfect.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to know what each of your
like your dream festival lineups, you know? There's so many, like all the bands that you could have, but I want to know what your dream lineup is, you know? Let's say five bands. Five bands, each of you, go.
I'm literally texting with my girlfriends right now about how a festival is my actual worst nightmare.
Yes. With you on that. Like, there are way too many festivals. Generally, festivals suck. There's not enough bathrooms. It's overcrowded. It's uncomfortable. It's impossible to park.
No.
Everything about festivals suck.
You're paying too much for food and beverage. Yes. If I want to sit down, I don't want to sit down in dirt.
You know, like when festivals were few and far between, when it was like Lollapalooza was like the only one to go to, it was cool because it was special. Now everyone's got some dumb festival in some dumb field somewhere. It's a dirt lot and you're just calling it a festival.
$700 for 2 days.
For 2 days. And what they're doing and what we're talking about currently is they get the big headliner that they're having to like pay like $60,000 for, and then the rest.
$60,000.
Like they're paying Rage Against the Machine like $10 million.
But you know what I mean. But you know what I mean. Like, so this is actually one that's small in our hometown that they just announced.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay. So you've got one headliner that you could only pay for, and the rest are indie bands. And one of my girlfriends is like, yeah, but I love them. And I'm like, they haven't come out with music since 2002,
right.
And nobody knows who they are. They just couldn't afford anybody else.
Festivals suck. I'm glad that festivals are starting to die because there's too many of them. It's oversaturated the market. I don't like them at all.
I feel like they're just not for us. Because when I was young, I loved going to, like,
I'm just 28.
I'm 28.
I'm talking like 18.
I need a seat.
Oh, sure, 18, like when 18, you just want to go out and...
Whenever you're trying to sneak in the weed and you're trying to sneak in the booze and it's part of like the electric energy of the festival.
And just like being around other people is so exciting.
It's a massive party.
Now the idea of being around other people sounds terrible to me.
No.
That's my worst nightmare.
Because we're all in relationships. But if we were like 19 or let's just say even say 21 and all single, as a dude, festival, like I would be all up at Coachella. All day long.
Yeah,
if I was 21,
it's what, just like beautiful women everywhere.
Do you like hook up at Coachella?
No,
though?
But like at
some
least
people,
I'd like to believe that I could.
There was a stat that came out not too long ago about how
about
there are tons of people who are hooking up in porta bodies.
Like, yeah,
that's gross.
That's my actual worst.
How hot are you? All right.
No, that'd actually be like two rats hooking up in a sock. I mean, like a stinky.
How hot are you, man? Like that's the thing.
Yeah, don't knock until you try.
Yeah, I mean, don't act like you're better than that, Dave.
Yeah, come
have
on,
have you
Dave.
Done it?
Of course I have. Not at a music festival. It's at a basketball tournament, but yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was fun.
Romance.
Yes, exactly.
Why was there a porta potty at a basketball tournament?
It was outside.
It was an outdoor basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And you hooked up at a porta potty.
Yeah.
And you went all the way.
Yes.
Oh.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If we were 21 again and single.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just swiping right on everyone on Tinder.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Nice little text message here that we got on our text line at 73100, talking about hooking up in porta potties like Ian has done in the past. Mm-hmm. My husband lost his virginity in a porta potty at a festival.
And he shared that with you.
Memories.
Or was it you?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a Chick-fil-A employee proving that all Chick-fil-A employees just seem to be the nicest people on the face of the earth.
You
never see fights in Chick-fil-A's.
Never.
Everyone's always so cordial.
And the line moves along at a beautiful, just effortless pace.
And they always say, my pleasure, when they hand you your food. And you're like, is it really your pleasure? Whatever, thanks.
And then you give us that fancy ketchup, that fancy Heinz 57 that you can either squeeze or dip.
Oh, look out.
That's right. And that lemonade.
While cleaning the dining room, a Chick-fil-A employee reportedly made an unexpected discovery, nearly $1,000 in cash. The man turned over the funds to his manager, who was able to locate the money's rightful owner. The restaurant in McDonough, Georgia, never been sure, it's lovely, shared the story on their Facebook page where he wrote, so proud to tell the story, talked about the employee whose name is Chase, smiling for the camera. An employee named Chase found $900 and turned it in? Boy, I would have lost that bet.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, what do you give somebody finds a... Find your $900 and returns it to you. What's a adequate reward?
$200.
$180.
$180? Yeah. Really?
Always go 20%.
You go 20%. Wow.
Luckily, the guest used her Chick-fil-A One app, and we were able to retrieve her contract information. The guest was truly grateful for Chase and his honesty, said the Facebook post.
Carrying around $900.
She has the Chick-fil-A app.
Don't judge.
I mean, I got $900 running.
What were you? Are you to go buy something?
Why? Why
do you have it on?
You want to pay me all the money you owe me?
No, you nothing.
That's what you always
prove
say.
I can prove.
I can show you receipts. You owe receipts?
Doctored.
What are you carrying around?
No, I was gambling over the weekend.
And you were just keeping
it? Still have it?
See, so I'll tell you what he's doing right now. Is that he won a bunch of money, and that if he puts it in the bank, it becomes real money. But right now, it's still gambling money.
It's in the ether.
Money. Yeah. And so if he goes out and loses this $900 or whatever it is that he has on him, it doesn't really matter because it's not real money. But once it goes into the bank, it's real money.
That's so weird because that's actual real life money that's in your hand.
No, that's not his. That's
some going out.
That's
money.
The gambling god's money.
Yeah, that's right.
They will direct him what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the bar?
That's found money.
You want to go to the bar after the show?
I want to go to Chick-fil-A.
You know.
So losing sleep over the quest for the perfect night's rest has become a real thing. Everyone's got these tracking bands that they wear. If you're having a hard time falling asleep, that sleep tracker that's on your wrist might be to blame. And there's a name for this new kind of insomnia and in the digital age. It's called orthosomnia. It's when you become fixated on having this perfect sleep via the tracker, said the medical director from the North Dakota Center for Sleep, and then you start worrying about it, and you're actually giving yourself up to insomnia. Sleep trackers have become increasingly popular over the years, and they come in the form of watches, wristbands, rings, even mattresses. Stressed out patients complain they're aiming to score 100 while they're sleeping, but they only get 80%. It keeps them up at night. Experts have a simple solution. Stop tracking your sleep.
I 100% believe that. You know, like if you, like, I'll ask my wife, like, how did you sleep? And she'll look at her app.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is not a judge of how you sleep.
Are you tired?
How
do
you feel?
Do you feel rested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I wear mine, but I also know that I just saw this thing with the Apple Watch, which it tracks your heart rate as well. Same thing with Fitbit, but they put an Apple Watch on a banana, and the banana had a heartbeat.
Oh, so that thing lying, huh?
Oh.
So I don't know. You know, I mean, otherwise that banana was alive, which could be true as well.
I'd rather the Fitbit be the liar here.
We're going to have a bunch of
live bananas running around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, vegans. Mad right now.
So Raisin Cane's restaurant in Louisville, the Highlands neighborhood on Saturday night, just seemed like sort of the normal Saturday night at a fast food restaurant.
I would say, Raisin Cane's is you don't see fights at Raisin Cane's traditionally
in Louisville,
either.
You do.
Really?
Well, there was a couple that were there on a little date night.
Oh, that's nice.
Turns out that they decided to go there on their date night because they had actually been married for 6 months and they had gone there on their wedding night.
Cute.
Yeah, if you've been like, on your wedding night, there's just so much going on that by the time you get done with it, you're like, let's just go get some fast food.
We ordered Postmates.
According to the arrest report, a 30-year-old by the name of Justin Carter walked into the restaurant wearing a mask. He pointed the gun at the cashier and demanded cash. And then the couple that was in there eating at Raisin Cane's to kind of celebrate their half-year anniversary.
Did they hit him with a really hot tender that's straight out of the fryer
and
no. Burned the hell out of their mouth because they didn't put, you got to put the cane sauce on there.
You do. They're cool it down.
They're two off-duty police officers. They're both law enforcement officers, and they just happened to go into this restaurant by chance because they wanted to celebrate their six-month anniversary. And they see this dude walk in with a mask and point a gun at the cashier, and they're like, oh, hell no.
He's just manic because he's a Louisville fan.
That's when they both whip out their guns and run over to confront him. And he's like, yee! Drops his gun and runs out the door. They chase after him, held him at gunpoint a few blocks away until the rest of their colleagues could show up and arrest him.
I mean, are you kind of also kind of surprised that, like, if they were eating at Cane's, that they were able to run a couple blocks and catch this dude?
Kind of, yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Because after I eat Cane's, I'm going straight to sleep. I'm doing nothing. Like, I got to go hibernate immediately.
Are you mad if you had just ordered food, you sat down at the table, you get all excited when you're kind of like setting it all up, and then you see this robbery going down, you're like, I'm finished my meal first.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You would have died had I not.
No, the doctors didn't realize that at all. Yep, no, they told me it was and they're like, nah, it's I'm like, no, it ain't.
So Mahoney had to get his gallbladder removed, and when he first went to the hospital, the doctors told him it was this that was ailing him, not an actual kidney stone or gallbladder stone or whatever they're called that was lodged in his gallbladder. Uh-huh. And the doctors eventually figured it out, and they were like, your friend Dave, he saved your life.
You should
thank him and reward him in every way that you can.
They should. They said you should actually take him to court and sue him for everything he's got.
And then he went, he doesn't have any money.
And then
it's 2009.
Dave came to visit me in the hospital and had a pillow in his hand. I said, what are you doing, old friend? And he was,
turns out those pillows aren't nearly as thick as they used to be. After the failed murder attempt, I just put it underneath his head, and I'm like, well, call me when you get up. Yes.
Good times.
I can't even believe that doctor said that. You could be dead right now.
X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Richard.
Richard, what is the correct answer? The doctors thought it was what for Mahoney when he first went in?
Gas.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Like, I had gas before.
Oh, yes.
Gas does not feel like you got... If you ever feel like you got hit by a sledgehammer on the right side of your body, that is your gallbladder.
You mean when I punched you?
No.
Oh.
No. No. No, the next
and
morning.
And saved your life?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's going to do it for us today.
You're an anti-gallite. Why do you hate gallbladders?
Gallite.
Gallite?
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.